traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
That was the shit that made change.
But it took
a million motherfuckers walking through Washington, D.C. together with their fists in the fucking air saying, we want change right now, and we're not going to stop until that change occurs to make a change happen. I'm sitting like A.C. Slater from Saved by the Bell right now.
Nobody knows who that is.
Generational thing. I don't know who you're talking about.
That far back? You don't know what Saved by the Bell is?
No, we do. But that's like 12. A very specific one.
If I'm A.C. Slater, you're easily fucking Zach.
Again, bro, I wish I could relate. Hey, by the way, welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, subscribing. Hit that subscribe button if you're not subscribed. I'm a little low energy today. I'm working. Oh, that's convenient.
Uh-oh.
I have influenza. and you know that I can't get rid of it, bro.
Fuck, Mike is so sick.
And you swallowed it. You could have spit it out.
No, it's too late. My lips already hit the thing. Mike is so sick. But like,
damn, you hate to see that.
I'm okay with getting sick from my friends. It happens a lot in this house. Mm-hmm. Like, we tend to just pass the viruses around to each other.
So much.
It's real bad.
Actually, speaking of that, guys, we got a sponsor.
I'm not surprised. I'm not either.
No. Ex-controversial. We got sponsors now. Guys, there's a brand new game. It's called Raid Shadow Legends. I have a video here. It's pretty epic. I'm going to play it for you guys.
Get ready to raid.
Oh, wow.
It's just arrows flying into monsters. Shit. People fighting. More arrows. More monsters.
Dude, look at the size of that guy. Spiders.
This is the most ambitious RPG project of 2019. It's just been released. Raid Shadow Legends can only really be compared with the biggest PC and console titles.
Wow.
It's totally free. 10 million players worldwide.
That's a mobile game?
Yeah.
It looks incredible.
I'm literally downloading it right now.
I have it on my phone here.
I'm getting it too.
I've been playing a little bit.
This is gonna cut into our workload.
They call me Yaga the Insatiable, which is also what I call myself when I'm intoxicated. But yeah, it's super cool. There's a bunch of different characters here. I want to play this video for you. Check this out. Mike, I feel like you're the red guy in the middle.
What games, dude?
Why? I don't know.
He's a devil, dude.
But there's a ton of different really cool characters.
I feel like that's you on the right with the lion head.
Let me go back real quick.
No, that's Logan on the left with the white hair, with the white ponytail.
Where? Oh, I don't know. I feel
that's
like the guy
on
the right.
Yeah, that's you. Yeah. Except he's a little fatter.
Spencer,
me.
You're on the
that's
left.
On
yeah,
the
you're
left.
The wizard. Mike's the orc.
For sure.
That's Evan. That's Evan on the far right.
I like that. There's more than 200,000 reviews. It has an almost perfect score on the App Store.
Holy crap.
And there's a new awesome rewards program for new players. Get a new daily login reward for the first 90 days in the game. Go to the video description, click on the raid link, and you will get 50,000 silver and a free epic champion as part of the new player program to start your journey.
This is incredible.
I'm downloading it right now. I'm not kidding either.
Same.
I love a good mobile RPG game. No one does it like Raid Shadow Legends. All right. Anyway. I don't know if you guys have been browsing social media lately, but there's a lot of just subpar things that are happening. Number one being the Amazon rainforest.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Amazon rainforest. I tweeted about this because there's so many. It's weird. There is some thoughts and prayers, some hashtag thoughts and pray for Amazonia. But it's more celebrities, social media stars talking about spreading the word.
Yep.
And I think the word's spread by now. Like, we all get it. Everyone's spread the word.
And how much of the fire did the word put out?
Absolutely zero.
Oh, it didn't work?
Actually.
There is value to it.
I'm saying this.
Yep. Go ahead.
So when I first found out about it, and like most of the media, I think it was already like 16 days in. Right? Like we found out way late.
It's pretty wild.
Crazy. Yeah. And I hopped on pretty quickly and I tweeted like, how can I help? How can I actually do something? How can I leverage my audience to make a difference here? Because I'm not about the, and this is why I don't speak up often on things I don't feel I can make a change in, because thoughts and prayers don't work for me. I just don't like sending that energy out there because I don't believe it does anything. I like action. And I got some tweets about it. This is a tricky situation. I'd like you to elaborate a little bit about the Amazon rainforest. And for those of you who don't know, it's burning to a crisp, and it processes 20% of Earth's oxygen.
Is it 10%?
They're calling it the lungs of planet Earth.
Yeah,
and it's just burning to the ground.
Yeah, I mean, from what I've gathered, this is something that we can avoid, right? The forest fires like this, especially with the climate that it's in. They're saying that it's a man-caused fire because of slashing and burning. And the majority of what that slash and burning is coming from is cattle farming.
Cattle ranching and logging.
Yeah. So Bolsonaro, the president of Brazil, he is they compare him to like the Trump of Brazil.
Yep.
He wants to incentivize these natives in the Amazonian forest to give up their lands for a better life.
Right.
That's what he's saying. And he wants... I think it's like 90% of the lands that are taken over by these Amazonian tribes have to be cattle farming. It's a requirement. So the government's requiring these people who are taking over the native lands to produce cattle, and then they're slashing and burning. And the reason why they think that's what's happening is because now is the time of year that slashing and burning starts to occur to make room for the new cattle lands.
They call him Captain Chainsaw.
He is
so environmentally unfriendly, and it sucks because, you know, being an American, I don't even know where to start with this. I put our magical friend Jed on it, and hopefully, Jed, please give me insight on how I can do something. We talked about going down there.
We're looking into it.
It seems like it could be a bit dangerous.
I'm down for danger. I mean, listen, I tweeted about it yesterday. I said, what is doing more thoughts and prayers from the right or you know, Instagram stories from the left? And it was kind of just poking at what's the next step? Like, once you share this story out, there's nothing you can really donate to. There's no infrastructure that supports.
There's a few. I'm just, you know how hesitant you got to be when you're just throwing money at a charity that
you're making bags off.
Yeah. Dude. Like 90, like what's the percentage of nonprofit that are actually nonprofit? It's like it's high, right?
Yeah, I don't know the specifics on that.
Forests burn and regenerate every year, whether it's California, whether it's the Amazon. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not saying we shouldn't build awareness for it, but I guess like the question is like, what's the true next step? Like, now that all the Instagram stories are out, I went on the news yesterday to see what that did to the media, what acted as a catalyst or what. They were talking about Trump saying that he was the chosen one. And so it's like, what's the true impact of all those IG stories?
I think, you know, obviously there's the layer of awareness, we got past that. So I think a lot of it comes down to where, to me, it's a little unfortunate because I don't like living in the political conversation space and all that kind of stuff, but I do think to a level this is kind of our generation is having to confront, in my opinion. I want to hear what you guys think. Our generation is having to confront these people who are in power that are doing things to compromise our planet and our environment. Yeah, and I think it's forcing us to have to talk about it. We can't not. You can't ignore it. You know, 20 years, 30 years from now, we're not going to be in a position where we can say, oh, just let the people in the government do whatever they want. I think we're coming to this critical time where young people have to do something. I don't think any of us really know what that is yet.
I hate to say it, but I was talking to somebody about it. And I'm so cautious with how I put this. But back in the day when you wanted to get things done, you didn't post about it. You didn't tweet about it. You blocked legislators' driveways. You unfortunately burned shit to the fucking ground.
Yeah.
And you made the lives of legislators and those in power as uncomfortable as possible until things changed. That included boycotts. That included straight up guerrilla motherfucking warfare in the streets of the country.
I hear you.
I'm not advocating any of that shit.
He's just saying,
but I'm just saying, like, that was the shit that made change.
But also,
it took a million motherfuckers walking through Washington, D.C. together with their fists in the fucking air saying, we want change right now. And we're not going to stop until that change occurs to make a change happen. So, like, yeah, you got 82,000 impressions on your Instagram story, but somebody went off that and went straight to It's Julia Rose's page right after that shit.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. You know what I'm saying? What's the next fucking step? What's the next step?
Yeah.
You know?
You've been talking a lot about It's Julia Rose.
She has a fiance.
Why did you use her name out of all the influencers you could have used? So yeah, Mike's been having a little trouble with this girl DMs.
No, it's over. I didn't know. And the bigger point,
we cannot dodge this conversation. By the way, this is an important conversation.
The Amazonian one.
Yes.
Let's go right back. Let's revisit.
But, no, I want to hear. Let's hear.
Instagram models have gotten so good at not putting their goddang relationships on their page.
And rightfully so.
Because the last thing I want to see is Sierra Sky's boyfriend. I'm sure he's a great guy, but when I'm scrolling her page, like, I don't really want to see him, to be honest with you. And so, like, great job to the girls who have done that, but it made it really difficult for me. And so when I saw, you know, what I thought was the girl of my digital dreamland, I didn't know that she had a tatted up, really good looking fiance.
Not even a boyfriend.
Supposedly he's a fiance. Mark Doner told me that.
Do we trust Mark?
I'm gonna go with it. Listen, I don't like stepping on toes. I apologize, random tattooed man. I didn't mean to step on any toes. It's Julia Rose. I apologize for those.
But also,
DMs.
Bro,
they were very polite. They were playful as fuck.
I saw the DMs, man.
What, they were chill?
I don't know if I'd want my fiance being playful with the co-host of the number one podcast in the world.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want that.
That's why I said it. It's over.
My axe is landing. Anyways, we're back.
We're back. Well, what do you guys think? I mean, you know, what do you think is going to happen within the next 5 years or needs to happen in order to actually start creating some change?
So us young people, us millennials, the users of digital media, we are so good at making noise. Well, let's make active noise. Mm. Let's not just talk and tweet like 90 to 99% of people do. I talk about the cancel culture a lot. It's literally all just noise. Who is actually out there making change and doing? D-O-I-N-G.
But with the cancel culture, when it comes to one digital person canceling another digital person, it is action. It is action because you can actually cancel.
The example I'm using is this, and I've said this before on the show. Like after Japan, I think we addressed that on the last episode. After Japan, millions of tweets, like one of the most hated people on the planet. When I walked outside in public, not a single person said anything. And so there's a disconnect between digital and real life. Mm-hmm. And how can we connect those, especially with something like the Amazon rainforest, where like who has the power to make the change besides us as a collective, as the users of this new age of media? I think we need to be a little more creative in the type of noise we're making.
Yeah. Well, I think to Mike's point, I do kind of foresee some, you know, like a somewhat aggressive peaceful action, you know, like we actually have to assemble
legal peaceful action.
We do have to aggressively do it.
I agree with you, except I will say I might catch some heat for this. You're driving in downtown LA and you see like 10 people holding like signs on a stick and you're just like, fuck are they doing?
Well, that's because there's only 10 of them.
Just like yelling about Jesus.
That's because there's only 10 of them. When it's a million, no one's asking questions. Then CNN has to cover
that's
it.
That's true.
Shit happens.
The other thing is, I was talking to my mom about this. Spencer, you're not going to like this at all.
Let's see what you got.
At what point do you just wash your hands of it, man, and just... Yeah. Are we in a dystopian world?
Is that what's
is
happening?
It over? Like the question is this, guys. Are we fucked? Like, should we really start looking at Mars? Should we really start saying, this is not my view. I'm just posing
Mars
the question.
Isn't even a solution at this point. It's really not.
I'm just posing the question. The Amazon's burning, the Arctic is melting, Greenland is melting, Donald Trump is the president, which could be good, could be bad, depending on your fucking belief system. I didn't say anything. But
canceled.
At what point do you kind of just like, damn, man, like,
time to clock out.
I think it's time to clock out, dude. Like,
I mean, dude, it's a good question, but it's a sad day and a sad reality if we do get to that point where people just start diving down that belief system.
Do you think a lot of people are already there?
100%. Yeah. I think a lot of people are.
I, I, I think I said this in the last episode too. By the way, last episode was sick. I think it was one of the greatest with Eric Griffin. Yeah, like, so watch that episode. It's like underviewed right now, but it's dope. We said a lot of good stuff. I think the majority of humans are reactive and not proactive.
For sure.
And like, until there's that point of no return, everyone's gonna be like, nah, we gotta do something. Mm-hmm. My child has cancer in his lungs because he's breathing in fumes from the air from the Amazon rainforest. And then it's like, now all of a sudden we need to do something instead of being proactive. I think it's a little bit difficult to get people to activate on something that they can, that is unfathomable to them until it's happening in their lives.
Yeah. And I was saying that on Twitter. I was talking about how, you know, we actually have the chance to change it. You know, in 10 years and 20 years, and if we give up, well, there's no hope. Like, there's nothing that we can do. Yeah. Think about all the people out there that are watching this, right? If you have kids, or if you know people who do have kids, or, you know, if you're planning on having kids, what's the point if we don't pass down a world to them?
Yeah.
Like, what's the point? Why are you having kids? Why are you giving your life to another human being and raising them and bringing them into the planet if you don't even care to make sure that that planet is going to be around for the time that they get to live?
Well said, Spence.
There's this quote that, believe it or not, good old Brendan North posted on his Instagram story the other day. And he's quite active about this stuff, which is great. This is a quote by Martin Niemöller. And this is actually in one of the galleys in DC. It says, when the Nazis came for the communists, I remained silent. I was not a communist. When they locked up the social democrats, I remained silent. I was not a social democrat. When they came for the trade unionists, I did not speak out. I was not a trade unionist. When they came for the Jews, I remained silent. I wasn't a Jew. When they came for me, there was no one left to speak out.
Man.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And so I think what's happening is there's a lot of people that are sitting around saying, oh, damn, in the Amazon?
That's what I'm saying.
Shit, like, well, that sucks. Oh, damn, that the fires are burning in California? That sucks. Oh, the Arctic's fucking melting, or Antarctic caps? Like, no one cares until it's at their fucking doorstep.
Until it affects you,
until,
bro.
Like, even with fucking mass shootings, no one gives a shit until they're at a fucking country concert in Las Vegas with their family and bullets start flying.
Yeah. So what do you guys think it is? I have my own idea, but what do you think is the thing that will mobilize people in this country and the world? What do you think that thing is?
I think if there was a person or a group of heads, maybe like a collective of people to be orators on call to actions.
Hell yeah.
Just to make it like, and by the way, someone actually tweeted back at me and they're like, here you go. Like, this is what you can do. And I responded, I said, thank you. We're looking into it and seeing what actions we can take. But I think if there was someone who made it very clear what you can actually do, because a lot of people are just uneducated on steps to take here besides reposting a video that you saw on Instagram.
And I think even more than just like what the steps are, I think at the end of the day, it's going to come down to a person that makes everyone, the public, the legislators feel uncomfortable.
That's
Martin Luther King in your fucking face. We will not stand for this anymore. This is over.
Yeah.
Or Abraham Lincoln. I'm done with this shit.
Yeah.
I am ending slavery. And everybody in the South said, like hell you are. And he said, no, I'm fucking doing it.
Yeah. You want to get in my way?
Literally. Exactly.
Let's get it. Bitch. Started,
and they didn't have shotguns. They had muskets. Well, you know what?
but like who?
Let's go, bitch.
I think the
Ramrod's classic, dude.
I think the bigger problem is, you know, obviously, I think those voices are out there, but unfortunately, we live in a society where there is so much noise, and people are so interested in what the Kardashians are using for toilet paper that no one.
Yeah,
it's hard to be that voice that raises out, because now I think when people start to rise out of the crowd.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today.
Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
People look and say, look at this corny dude trying to make a difference. Back in the day, when MLK went to make a difference, people looked at him, his people especially looked at him as an icon. Now the icons are Kim K, Kanye, you know, like
right.
People that like, dude, did you see how much Balenciaga this motherfucker just bought? Like that gets people
one,
talking.
One person that I do have to shout out, who actually I just met, we were texting the other day, is Jaden Smith. He is somebody he posted a picture on his Instagram with Boy and Slat.
No way. Yep, we love Boy and
Slat's the G.
He's got to come on.
I see him. I see Jaden as somebody who is like using his platform and using his voice now. Probably one of the best. I think he's really doing it. And I think his age group right now are the ones that can mobilize if there's more people like Jaden using their platform the way it is. And I think that's what we have right here. Like, I don't know if you guys saw the article that came out this week. The podcasting space is now a $1 billion industry.
Where's that money? Can we work on that?
We're getting there, baby.
Oh.
But this is what I mean by that is like, this is a space, right? What we're creating here with Impulsive is a space to talk about this stuff, to actually make a difference.
And we're doing it. And by the way, like this isn't the first time this week. Me and Logan had a Twitter battle the other day about journalistic responsibility.
I think this
was good. That was a good battle.
It's a good segue.
Yeah, it is.
If we want to talk about it a little bit.
All about that.
Yeah, because I was going to, just a little bit. Let's.
Did you guys see I chimed in at the end?
No, I want to know what you said. I want to flesh this out because you kind of hinted at it. You said there's so much noise. It is hard for someone to come out of the ranks and preach goodness upon people.
Yep.
And that was the point I was trying to make with Drake.
Okay.
So here's how the argument started. I said, I told Mike that Drake has a tattoo where I think... The Beatles are lined up and then Drake's in front of them. And he has that lyric,
really?
I got more slaps than the Beatles.
Yep.
And I was just like, well, like Drake is like better than the Beatles. Bold statement. Roast me if you agree with me or if you disagree with me. Like maybe it's a youth thing, but Mike had a very, like it affected him.
Yeah.
It affected. So by the way, there's so many ways to go with this conversation. It's like a plant. Like I don't even know where to start with it. Number one is it affects a lot of people. This is not a me and Logan conversation. This is an ongoing, culturally relevant conversation that exists, whether or not me and Logan bring it back to the surface, okay?
Which is who's the best artist or what's the conversation?
There are two people. There are people who would say Drake is the more important artist, and then there are people that would say, I will not even entertain this fucking conversation.
But wait, I want to make it clear. I want to make it clear. All I said was Drake is better.
Okay, and then
decipher that word how you want. Yeah. Better than the Beatles.
And your words and got twisted. This is where it got tricky.
A little fuzzy. Because then Mike tweeted, or then after that, I said Drake could go down as one of the best artists of all time. That's what I said. And I'll get to why I think that could also be true. But then Mike tweeted, Logan said,
You need to do the voice.
Logan said, Drake is more impactful than the Beatles. And bro, that's a big word. I would never say that. And I didn't say
And then what I said was he came back at me and it blew up. It made like three different pages on Instagram, a bunch of Twitter. There was a ton of commentary on Twitter. And he came back on Twitter and said, I didn't say impactful. Be careful with the words you use, which is true in respect. But I also said, don't microsurgically dissect your commentary because everyone who heard that conversation knew what you were saying. Whether the word was better, impactful, influential, successful. And that was the other thing I said. Take any word you want to use and put it in there and you're still wrong.
Yeah.
Whether it's better, influential, impactful, powerful, it doesn't matter. The Beatles changed the world, literally. The British invasion changed music forever. There are people out there who can't decide if Drake's even a good hip hop rapper or not.
So not
there's confusion across the board on Drake. People are like, I don't even know if I like Drake. Is Jay-Z like, is he in the same level as Jay-Z, Biggie, or even people like Kendrick and J. Cole? And so it's like when you can't even decide if the person's at the highest level of the industry now, and you're comparing them to like people that brought out royalty to their concerts, closed down entire cities, okay, have museums built about them, okay, and most importantly, did it in a time where social media didn't exist. They sold 1.6 billion albums in stores, not like, oh, I'm gonna go stream a song 30 times. All of those numbers nowadays are fucked. Who cares what you do? You want to? Do you want to know who
Drake's? Drake's are probably decently accurate. I would probably
let me ask you this: who's the top, the longest running number one hit of all time?
Just came out, Logan.
It did just come out. I saw this.
What's your favorite song, Sam?
Old Town Road.
Yep, yeah, Old Town Road by Lil Nas X. So if we rely strictly on statistics, we better bring Lil Nas X into the conversation on. His being better than the Beatles.
No, because it's about, it's about consistency. And by the way, technically speaking, Drake does have more slaps than the Beatles. I think it's number one hits. But listen, you said a lot there. Yep. Want to break it down. Ahead. One, first, rhetoric and the words you used and your listening comprehension skills need work because to me, saying better and impactful are two very different things. I'm very specific in the way I talk. And that's why I said, like, why do you think journalists catch heat when they misquote somebody? You can't just misquote somebody and change the sentiment of what they're saying.
What did you mean by better?
I'm not really sure.
Maybe 100%. Your speaking comprehension should improve because you shouldn't use words that are so obligatory.
No.
That word's obligatory. Meaning better.
Obligatory.
Well, like
obligatory.
All right, so really quick.
No, but wait. I want to say this.
Go ahead.
Also, because Mike is right, the Beatles did a lot to change a lot of shit. And my argument was, and not to undermine that, not to undervalue that they brought royalty out and shut down cities and whatever. I'm saying, and by the way, changed laws too. I'm saying the world was extremely susceptible to change, and someone had to do it. The change was inevitable. The catalyst happened to be the Beatles. I'm saying now, and you said it, and now full circle. It's so hard to make noise and stand out and be the voice of the generation. The engine per se.
Something I think is very interesting to look at too is we're still observing Drake in his prime. I was actually having a conversation about this right now, which this is wild. The Beatles split when they were 27 and 29.
Yep.
Drake is, how old is Drake?
I think he's like 30.
Yeah, he's in his 31. 30s. So I was talking to Charlie about this and we were saying how impressive, 32. Even if he has somebody writing some records, right? How impressive is it that Drake has just not missed a shot? Name the last shot
that's
he's
what
missed.
I'm saying. Well, I mean, it's crazy. He's not even done.
Everybody's
he's not
a
even
shot.
Done. How far along is he in his career? That's what I'm saying. He could go down as one of the greatest artists of all time.
He's already 4 years past when the Beatles stopped.
That's a side effect of being a group. So then you're going to weigh like a boy band and a single artist.
Because like I said, my whole thing on it was, it might be like a lot of people called you uncultured after we had this conversation. It's hard. It's very hard for me to have this conversation and be open-minded to it. I do my best. Like when I look at the lyrics, some of the big ones that come up for Drake, I can't really see another squad trying to cross us.
Yeah, but okay.
Nobody really likes us except for us.
Dog.
Whole squad on that real shit.
Hey,
these motherfuckers are making songs about Pete.
You can cherry pick all day long. You know what the song yesterday? You know what the song yesterday is about?
What?
A hangover. So easy, Tiger. Easy with like cherry picking.
We'll bring up the one that you think Drake is changing society with.
Which one out of the 50 number one hits he's had do you want me to bring up?
Anyone. I'm saying what's your go-to for like what's changing the way the world is happening?
YOLO.
You only live once. That's the motto. Can't say it, YOLO. That's your go-to fucking song to challenge the fucking Beatles.
I don't know. Seems like the chant of a generation. I say it all the time. Really makes you think.
God's plan.
You really own
God's plan. God's plan.
Bro, it really makes you think. Like you really only do have one silly little life on this stupid floating rock in the middle of space.
Same with God's plan. There's a good message in that.
And he said
it's just a different
he's
voice.
Got him in a different I'm just, think about it. And by the way, maybe I am uncultured, but I believe, comment below, we want to know what you think. I believe I've provided good arguments.
For
a conversation that is at the end of the day, an opinion. And I think it's safe to disagree.
No, that's fine.
Do you think this can become solidified? It's almost like when we look at...
It's hard.
Obviously, right now.
Yeah.
I'm just saying sometime. Like, when could we sit down and compare the two careers?
How do you compare it? Because here's... And these are the last couple notes I'll touch on it.
Yeah,
it's tough. How do you compare it when you're talking about people that sat down and wrote every piece of the music? They wrote every fucking lyric. I'm sure they worked with some collaborators, but these are musical geniuses. Geniuses.
So is Drake, dude.
He gets beats from Murda Beats. He grabs some sheet of lyrics
to do it at that level.
Why do that?
Because this conversation's too hot, and I had to put it out.
Do we have paper towels?
Listen,
Mike spilled his water.
And then my that's one thing. And then my final note. Literally, it's like I'm peeing on myself right now. And then my final note on it is I think the worst argument point you had was it was during a time when change was needed most. What was it that you said?
Inevitable.
And you also said, and by the way, what's not inevitable about change being needed now? We've been having this conversation the whole episode.
It's true. I just don't think it's as clear as the change that was needed at the time the Beatles were around.
I completely disagree. I think we have just as many social problems as we do right now.
I agree, in the country and in the world. I think they're harder. I think it's harder to make those changes. And I think the solutions are slightly less obvious. Like inequality, which by the way, still exists today. Inequality was much bigger.
There are people in other protected communities right now who would agree that the inequality towards them is as crucially needed to be solved as it was against people of opposite colors.
Of course, I'll acknowledge that. That's why I said it still exists today. I'm just saying, I would bet this might be, I would bet most people would agree that it was probably much worse back when the Beatles were around. Like the protected groups you're talking about, like let's say the LGBTQ community. No. They were afraid to even be LGBT.
Sure. They still are.
But less.
Yeah.
Yeah, less, for sure. Less. And then the last thing was the worst thing you said that really sent me to the moon was you said, well, it was during a time when people weren't as, fuck, I want to say, I think you either said people are more talented now or they were less talented then. I can't remember what it was. And I started thinking of the group of people that the Beatles were up against on the come up. Hendrix, Morrison and the Doors, the Rolling Stones. These are quite literally, we'll go, because here's the biggest question. 20 years from now, my mom, I ride in a car with my mom. A song came out in 65. She knows every single motherfucking word.
Well, your mom was born in like 1955.
Let me finish the point. Every single word to every single Beatles song that ever came out. In 20 years, are people going to be talking about, I got more slaps than the Beatles?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You can say it, but once again, we don't know until it happens.
That's true. That's
bro. I could play you a song from 1995 and both of you inherently would know the words.
Yeah.
I'll look up top hits of 1995.
Oh, maybe not 1995. Maybe 2000.
2000?
Yeah, I was a little... Gangs I was 2 years old at that point.
Gangs of Paradise.
Top hits of 2000, 19 years ago. I'm just saying, like, it happens when a song comes on.
Yeah.
You know every single word.
I agree.
Say my name. When no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. If you ain't playing games. Like, what the fuck? Yo. How do I know that? I was 5 years old.
I also made it very clear on Twitter that the whole time me and Logan were having the conversation, I was literally listening to More Life. Drake's my favorite. Quite honestly, probably my favorite rapper. and extremely influential and extremely impactful. Yeah.
That's why I think that your perspective of the conversation is cool.
He's a good liaison. Yeah, but God dang,
it's tricky, dude. Like when I look back at all those people where you couldn't even get into Liverpool, you couldn't even get into cities that they were in. The cities would have to close down because you couldn't get in.
But also,
this was an invasion.
But also,
bro.
Do we know that? Or did you see a picture where like a street looked really crowded?
I mean, if we're not relying on visual proof nowadays, what more do we have? Are you saying they were face shifted?
No. I'm saying like, do we know that like you couldn't get into Liverpool. I'm pretty sure you could probably get into Liverpool.
I don't even think anyone said that. I just made that up. But all I'm saying is,
well, you can't. Just,
no, I'm just kidding. There are photos of streets shut down. People screaming.
Your last tweet. Let's close this up. Your last tweet was the best. And I think you'd say it was like, which YouTube duo is having conversations about
journalistic responsibility and listening comprehension. Okay.
I just came in and said, both of you are ridiculous.
And everybody else said that too. Yeah.
Well, because we live in the same house, dog. And like, why do we talk about it in real life? The answer is Mike was on the elliptical. What's new? And I was in here icing my leg.
Nice.
And I said, it's not my fault. You're the most influential, impactful, and just better YouTuber. And you bought a fucking compound. And so now I'm 40 miles away in the backyard. I can't talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I respect that.
Well, here we are.
We'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see if Drake can pull it off. I think the fact that we're having that conversation is kind of cool. I personally.
I just hope I can still go to like his shows now. Because Jake's friends, what if he's like, he does one of these to me. You know when he does that thing with his hands? He's like, I saw you on Impulsive. Mm. I got more slaps than the Beatles. And I'm just like, my bad, dude. I grew up on Abbey Road. Like, what do I say at that point, dude?
I'm going to look up this tattoo just real quick. Last thing. Yeah. Yeah, check it out.
Is this real? Do we know if this is real?
It's kind of pixelated, but you see.
And it also looks like a 5-year-old. Like its arm.
I think Drake's looking back and waving at the Beatles.
Man. Wow.
Something to think about.
By the way, it's a nice, you know, cool flex. I like it. I'm not mad.
I like those tattoos with the caveman evolving. Yep. There's some creative ones.
Wow, my favorite was the one with Mike with Yeezys.
Mike with Yeezys at the end of the caveman lineup. Or no, right in the middle. Yeah. He didn't evolve all
it's
the way.
Evolving.
Here we are talking about Instagram models now.
Here we go.
Favorite topic.
Now let's get into the real impact.
So we got the real impact.
Just world changing stuff.
I've been scrolling on Instagram, and a lot of the times I'm selecting profiles, people that I follow. I'm putting them on mute. I'm muting their posts and stories. Like, I don't care what a lot of people are posting about. Yeah. But I didn't mute this one girl because she's our friend. Her name's Olga.
Oh, my God.
Olga, I hate to just put you on the spot like this, but Olga's a good friend of ours, like really good friend of ours. And she's been posting pictures like this.
Whoa, like this, Olga.
Like covering the classic, you're covering high. The face, like legs for days. Posting this like you got Olga, we get it. You got a great body.
Yes.
Here's one. It's kind of scandalous. Same mirror.
Really a fan of that.
What
mirror.
Do you think's driving this? Did she have problems with her mans right now or some shit? This girl, by the way, I gotta say this from a true beauty standpoint. This girl is honestly one of the most beautiful girls.
Yeah, incredible.
Like, Olga is stunning. I
like it. Just it, she used to always. I don't know. I bring this up because like this is not Olga in real life, dude.
Does she need to come talk to us?
Olga, come on. This ain't you.
Well, yo, engagement is up.
Engagement's high.
Engagement she got 20.2 thousand. Dude,
that's 10% engagement.
Can you compare it to the last one where she had like a button down on?
That's a great call. Just what about?
Yeah, what about this?
Yeah. Oh, 13,000. God. Bro,
gotta show some butt.
Because Instagram models, they know if they show a little skin to get more likes, it's nasty.
Yeah.
Yo, this nasty funnel.
This is really getting heated because one of my friends who's 20 years old, he started showing me friends of his that are now posting naked photos.
Naked?
Like covering just like the nip, but they're naked. Yeah. They're fully naked on Instagram. And I remember when we first got on social media, this was a pretty conservative place.
Yeah.
You know, like you didn't see tops off and all that kind of stuff. I'm not saying it's bad.
I was checking in the subway with my mom when social media first came out.
Yeah.
Post subway.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, do you think, I've said this before, I'm not much of a boob guy. I'm more of a butt guy. Do you think maybe there's a chance that I become numb to boobs because of how often I see them on Instagram? I absolutely. Actually, you know what? I'm answering my own question. Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I think it's a fad, man.
Cattle
prod in your neck on that.
What?
Butts far outnumber boobs on Instagram.
I know, but
how could you say that? Butts are out everywhere. It's butt season.
That's true.
It's butt season. No, pull up this girl really quick that I.
Let me guess, bro. It's Julia Rose.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. We're so close now. You're able to read my fucking mind.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Just because she's a great example. All right. By the way, I think she's shadow banned. Do you know about this?
What's shadow banned?
Oh my god. You cannot look up Insta models right now and their name pop up. Like, go to try to look up Sophia Gamora right now. Like, type in Sophia Jamora.
Wait. That shit happened. This is a real thing?
Yes. Watch, watch. Why is she not? Why is she not number one?
Wow.
She's verified and has millions of followers, and you cannot fucking find her.
Shadow ban?
Look up Katie Bell. Look up all those girls. You cannot find them. Why? They are shadow
banned. Why is this?
Wow.
Wow. Katie Bell either?
Katie Bell popped up.
Is
that? That's her, yeah.
Okay. Should I try me just as a test?
No.
Okay.
No,
wow.
Yes. How you're crazy is that, bro? What? So like,
that's crazy. What are they?
So like,
why are they trying to drown these Insta models?
Maybe they just pissed off the wrong dude that has some power on IG.
Even,
I don't
see,
know.
You can't even. Find
I can't
her.
Even find
there,
her.
If there's a space after Julia, I think.
How you mean underscore?
Yeah, yeah, one of those. Yeah.
Not good for branding.
Good God, dude! You can't even find the girl.
I can't even find
that's
her. But, oh my God!
No, but that's not her though. I mean, it's her, but it's not her page.
See, that's just
this
that's
is
just,
wild.
Like, why do you have your butt out while you're getting cereal?
Well, hold on. She's got a cool.
like, hey, look, I know you love cereal, and here's my butt.
Look at the comments. What the fuck?
Go wait, to
the,
I want a fuck. Can you please?
And True Jordy commented right below this. Actually.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. Hey, Jordy, I love you, bro.
Can you pull up her
you
actual
little
page?
Fucking dog, you.
You freaky man.
Can you pull up her actual page?
Yeah, here I go to Google.
Hey, look, yes, just, yes, look yes, at these yes, Apple Jacks. Now look at my ass crack.
Asshole Jacks.
It's underscore right, Julia
so just,
Rose.
You got to get a better idea of her vibe, dude. All right, you had her vibe yeah, nailed down.
Lots of boobs.
Oh, I see what's happening here.
She is so. What she does is she challenges Instagram. And also, just if you go down, there's one of her in front of the White House with her shirt off.
Too. I did see that. Instagram, I don't know if they like being challenged. It's a bit ballsy to me because, in a way, you're sort of, in my eyes, biting the hand that feeds you.
Well, she actually is a little bit of an entrepreneur. She started like a magazine.
My thing is
a Patreon magazine.
When we were younger, if we were caught looking at this stuff, or first off, probably finding this stuff was on an adult website, right?
Bro, absolutely.
To a kid who's like 12 or young, like young, even like 15, like younger, this is like porn.
Absolutely.
This is porn. Yeah,
absolutely. The first porn I ever looked up, I was with Jake. I remember big old box computer. I typed in
big old box.
I typed in
and on a computer. Wait, what?
I typed in girls' boobs.
Oh, yeah, you told me this.
Yeah. Girls'
and
boobs.
What came up again? It was a YouTube video, right?
No.
YouTube didn't exist.
Oh, it was just pictures of girls' boobs. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Girls' boobs. And, but now,
exactly what I searched for.
Exactly.
I couldn't believe it. And now, bro, it's on Instagram.
Mm.
You don't even need to type in girls' boobs. Yeah. Just go to the nearest Instamodels page.
Yeah,
do you think that's where the shadow banning is coming from?
It's definitely Instagram-driven. It's definitely Instagram-driven for sure. They're probably saying, listen, like, this girl's technically not breaking our community guidelines, but we're going to shadow fuck her.
This is the interesting part, though. Like, you always, Logan, you talk about, you know, it comes down to bad parenting, right? If a kid is looking at things.
Be easy, dude. Like, boys want to see boobies, dude. Like,
no,
good parents,
well, no,
bad
no.
Parents.
I'm just saying that's an argument out there. And,
sure,
and
sure.
It's tough because even if you're a parent, if a kid has a phone,
wait,
they're
hold on,
finding
hold on, hold on.
Some boobies.
Hold on. I talk about bad parenting, not in this context.
Right.
I don't think it's bad parenting if your horny little 13-year-old boy looks up Julia Rose to whack off to 99% of the pictures on this page.
By the way, two cleanup things really quick. One, we look at this and we're like, this is porn. Don't even get us started on Twitter.
It is porn.
I had a girl on the night shift. Shout out the night shift. Find me on YouTube or some shit. Okay, I had a girl on by the name of, I'm not even going to say her fucking name because that's how worried I am. I had her on. She's going to be on the next episode, episode 13. And I went on her Twitter the other day and I looked up her Twitter. Can I say this?
No.
Not even in a pun from
you,
a pun.
You could.
I got this. She was producing a man-made river into the mouth of another female river.
This isn't a pun.
River.
She was peeing in another girl's mouth. And then they were swapping the pee. And like.
Why is that okay on Twitter?
On Twitter, you can do anything.
Yeah, how did
so
that
it's
happen?
Crazy. Oh, and then also one really quickly.
I'm shocked that that's still going on.
Nuts. One other final note. That's the last time. I mentioned that girl, or we put her thing on the screen.
Night shift coming up.
Julia Rose.
Yeah, because how much fucking press are we going to give this girl, bro?
Look, dude, we're having conversations. She happens to be the subject of this one.
Fine.
But yeah, it's crazy, bro. People, I mean, first off, Different type of human, man. I rue the day where I'm drinking someone's urine. Ain't for me, man.
Yeah, not
ain't
for me. I'm gonna say that. It is like, sterile but, from what I hear.
And she's 19 too. And then swapping it with another.
That's a good call.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's sterile. Apparently,
yeah, but
and she's the sweetest fucking girl.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's interesting,
dude. Lamar Odom posted this. Did you guys?
What wisdom do we got from Lamar?
So Lamar Odom, we had on this podcast, one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Is that true?
It's not true.
I thought
under
it was.
He posted
something that said he's one of the top, like.
Oh no! I hope you don't end up word fucking yourself here.
No, I'm not.
He
was a great basketball player. Let's just go.
He was a good basketball player.
Let's see the image.
He said this. It's an image. Here's the image. Met up with Garrett Johnson today with Fight the New Drug. This guy blew me away. Ran 30 marathons in 30 days to bring awareness to the harmful nature of porn. I learned a lot from Garrett. Did you know sex trafficking and porn are inseparably connected? Fuck porn. Hashtag porn kills love. Why did I not know that?
What do you mean? You didn't know what?
What? Everyone's shaking their head. What?
Yes, porn is a direct link to sex trafficking.
I can see that. I can believe that.
Yeah. I can believe it. I just, like, help me.
I highly doubt in the places that we're watching it, who we're watching and where we live. Because by the way, when Riley comes over to hang out or unsaid girl that I talked about before, they're driving over in a goddamn Mercedes or some shit. They just left their house in Calabasas. These girls are cleaning up out of this $90 billion industry. They haven't been sex trafficked. They haven't been coerced by anyone. And so I'm sure they are linked, but like what level of porn? Like the porn stars I frequent with, hang out with, they're living life.
No, it's an interesting conversation. I would love to read about this. If anyone has any articles or anything, because it was a little interesting. Because I pictured like Riley too, and like
she actually drives.
I'd be interested to see what she would have to say about this. But yeah, she drives a Subaru.
She doesn't want to spend her money on stuff like that.
Well, because you got to invest in your future, man. That private Snapchat can only last. I give it till like 30 before you turn into dilapidated.
No, because then you just do MILF porn. You got like another 20-year run now because MILF porn's so
I don't know if Riley will ever look like a MILF, dude.
She's so...
You know what I'm saying? Just a young face.
Yeah.
Oh, Dylan just wrote on his trusty whiteboard. He said, porn impact sex life. We've talked about this before. I'll say it again. I love this story.
Yeah.
When I was young with dad, don't watch porn. Don't do it. And I was like, all right, yeah, dad, I love you. And I would. I'd
you
do
turned
my
Australian.
I'd love you, father. And so I didn't. And then, you know, I got a little older, like maybe 16, 17. And I started just like, not like avidly watching, but I'd come across porn every now and then. And my dad said it would make me have unrealistic expectations for what girls would do in bed.
And normally it's so true, but then you became one of the biggest stars in the world, and now it actually happens,
bro. Because I got this clout. I moved to LA,
and
all of a sudden, double gluck glucks are on every side road, bro.
At the same time,
did porn create that?
Maybe, but is that a bad thing? Because I love the double gluck gluck. Shout out, caller daddy girls, and by the way, happy birthday, Alexandra.
Yes, man.
Love you. She called. I said, happy birthday. Let me. This is funny.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what I was looking up: some links between sex trafficking and porn.
Yep.
So, the university.
Wait.
Okay, go ahead. What
I said, holy shit, happy fucking birthday. You got us among fuckheads. She said, thank you, you delicious sex pot.
Nice.
Amazing. Just great. You guys seem to have a pretty
sick banter.
Is it all wholehearted. Plutonic?
It's Pluto.
Nice, congrats.
So the University of New England had a pretty comprehensive report on this. And one of the journalists said, as long as America's men are being trained to think that violent, disturbing pornography is sexually acceptable, an enormous clientele for sex traffickers is being created every day in homes, college dorms, and apartments across the nation.
So that's what he said. Use the word violent, bro. Like, I'm watching violent.
I never
porn.
Do.
Like, you know what I'm
that's
saying?
The weird
but thing. The like domination over women that is creating this paradigm. It's perpetuating it, right? It's perpetuating the paradigm that men control women.
Yeah.
And over 99% of the sex trafficking victims right now in the world are women.
Do you think
there are definitely direct traits to that way of thinking? Or connections, I mean.
Do you think the funny part of that whole story is that in the it's exactly the opposite, because in the porn industry, men don't get paid shit and women make all the fucking money. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so it's such a weird juxtaposition of the story you're telling and the truth of the matter.
But it's because the demand.
Women do not get paid a lot. You see, Mia Khalifa
is the one fucking outlier. Like,
Mia Khalifa came out. She said she made $12,000.
And by the way, she did fucking four videos. She did. If you imagine you did four vlogs, how much would you expect to make?
Like, when I was on Google Preferred?
When you first started. No, when you first started, you just made four videos, then bounced.
Spencer, do you watch porn?
No. No, I don't.
But you got that girlfriend who's dope.
I do. And yo, I've definitely had... There's been time periods where I've watched porn and then I've realized like, no, I don't, this is bad. And then I'll go do it again, like after a while. And then no. And I've cut it out. I've cut it out for a while. And I just noticed through my life, it's like, it's not sustainable to me. And it's not like, it's not
bad
realistic.
Broadband, like Wi-Fi and shit. You're not able to stream long enough.
I can't get 1G and like 4K. It's
oh, by the way,
the Wi-Fi in this
terrible.
House is,
and I'm in the top corner of the room. You should, because I do generally intake 1 to 3 videos a week.
Hey, by the way, Mike watches porn in 240p. And I feel,
because I have
feel
to,
bad.
I have to, because the Wi-Fi doesn't reach that corner of the house. And so every time I am watching Riley, Abella, Luna, any of the girls that I'm a fan of, I have to see them as pixels.
Here's
and they're just little fucking pixels. They're pixels. It looks like Pac-Man is getting fucked by one of the ghosts that's eating the little drops around the screen. It's horrible. I'm in 240p. Sometimes it sinks down to 160 and I'm just watching a blob, two blobs interact on the screen. What's good? Where the fuck is the Wi-Fi?
You need to call Spectrum. Spectrum immediately. And that's a very powerful case.
We're working on it. Hey, Dan. Danny, when are we getting the fiber? Danny, come on. You said a month, 4 months ago.
You say that guy's James. Name one more fucking time and I'll break my computer.
Yeah, here's my last note on the porn situation. I got one. Yep. Okay, so there's what I've come to the realization.
Did
no pun intended.
Okay,
yeah. No, yes, pun intended. All right. is that there's a difference between making love and just fucking. I'm just going to say it.
Absolutely.
Well,
there's a strong difference.
You're in a relationship. I bet you can vouch.
But
sometimes it varies.
100%. You still want to do that, right? You still want to get your freak on. Shout out to Jordy.
Yo, him looking, Spencer looking around like...
I didn't mean to say that.
Oh, it's fine, dude. He's protected, bro. He's good.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Easy, champ.
There's a difference, though. Okay, there's this. Dude,
why is this show so good, dude? Do you ever think of that? Like, even while we're recording it, like, there's just how do you compete?
I'll tell you what I think about. No offense, Adam Carolla. But I think about how when I went on Adam Carolla's show and I was like, this is one of the most boring things I've
that
done
easy.
In my life.
Watch
my episode on his show. And by the way, Adam seems like a good dude.
Your episode? Because come on, dude. Adam Carolla is from The Man Show.
So how long?
How long
does that hold up before people are like, wait a second, yo, this shit's fucking boring.
Because you may say the same about an NPR special. One of the best NPR specials I ever listened to was a 45-minute monologue. One person talking about how it was possible to cook microwavable pizzas in the dishwasher. 45 fucking minutes. And it was very interesting to me. You may think otherwise. So let's not all put all the people in the same pot. There's a crowd out there that loves Adam Carolla. Shout out Adam Carolla. You're a fucking legend. He's easy. You never get invited on another show, we can't cross promote our goddamn podcast.
Yo, do you know how much I've benefited from like being on other shows? You know, you
we get it, man.
No,
God,
no.
Bro.
What? That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying we as individuals, and this is something I've learned over time as my 5+ years in entertainment and digital media, we as individuals and ourselves as the creators
decide
hold the most
fate.
Power as far as like who we're going to become, not like reliant on like, and it depends who you ask, but like collaborations. Yes, great. But every time something great happens in my life,
because of
a piece of media, it's like we made it.
Yeah,
we
sure.
did it. You know what
sure,
I'm saying?
For sure.
Anyways.
The last point I was going to put is I think I think porn is a stages thing in life, unless you're like some like say like crazy dude that's just his whole life. Like I remember from like 16 until like my mid 20s, like I was watching a lot. And now I use porn solely as a not a recruitment tool. It slightly sometimes.
A recruitment tool for the night shift.
The recruitment tool for the night shift, and also just for my own selfish pleasures. Yes, but number two and the biggest one is as a it's almost like say you had a marathon coming up, you train for it. Like every day you hop on the elliptical.
Yep.
It's just me clearing out the tubes, bro. Like I don't want to be in those situations where I'm like 20. Like I gotta get. Like I don't want
to
be.
It desensitizes you.
Exactly.
It desensitizes
people. That's what I'm getting at.
That's where it can be dangerous. So shout out, hey, if you're out there and you're thinking about not jerking off, you don't have to.
But also shout out Greg Lansky. I love your work.
That's a good PSA, wasn't it?
PSA,
that was good, dude.
If you're thinking about jerking off, I want you to know you don't have to.
You don't have to. You really don't have to, okay? There's a route out.
Yo, I read a comment on last episode. By the way, if you haven't seen last episode,
what's wrong with you?
And it said, it's funny how on the 100th episode, we were talking about you were talking about me being a sex addict. The last episode, I'm saying I'm 100% asexual. Like, life is about waves.
Yes. And we traded.
It's about waves.
We traded places. Because during the 100th episode, I was chilling, and now I'm out of my fucking mind. I can't, like, I'm losing it.
Sometimes the way out of the wave is just realizing you are addicted, though.
Like, did you use the word addicted? Like, what's going on with the puns right now, Spencer?
No, but like, if you're watching watching porn and you literally can't go without it, like you're in bed and you're like, I have to watch porn. Then it's like, and you realize, holy shit, I'm addicted to porn.
By the way, that's
and then
deal.
Sometimes you that was the moment for me where I stopped. I was like, I like finding things that I like think I need, and then finding out I don't need it.
Like food and water.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
true. Haven't been eating or drinking for the last 17 days.
Wait, did you get to a point where you were like, I must whack it? Like,
yo, guys, we gotta move on.
Stuck like, in the dick sand.
Stuck in the dick sand once again.
I must whack it.
Well.
Can we have this very quick conversation? Boys only episodes. What the fuck is good?
I've been thinking the same thing.
I literally every day go to sleep, and the last thing on my mind and the first thing I wake up in the morning is, when's the next Guys Only episode? It's the only thing I want to do. Have we gotten to a point where we need to go to one fucking guest a week?
I'm not
asking you to. I am.
You guys.
Dylan's shaking his head. No.
He's shaking his head no, but you look at the views on the Guys Only episodes.
Makes it special.
It's true.
Makes it special.
Yeah, but
makes it that exclusive.
Dude, I'll be honest with you, us three, we could do this shit 7 days a fucking week and pop 500 to 750K a day.
Not if we don't have
clickbait. It's like what if you watch porn once a week versus twice, and then that one is more special.
Yo, enough.
Listen, I'm
porn.
Advocating for 7 days a week. Okay, so whose side are you on?
Look,
here?
We need some sort of clickbait. Does anyone have something that we can talk about?
I don't know. How about
views?
Any of the things we talked about today? Amazonia burning, porn addiction, Lamar Odom being the best basketball player of all time.
Amazon fire, porn, and
Beatles.
Drake versus Beatles.
Like, what do you need? What else do you need? And we got another 50,000 topics for tomorrow. We can do the same shit. But instead, we're going to interview somebody who plays with fucking caterpillars.
Who?
I don't know. I just made that up. Oh. What the fuck? Can we just run this shit ourselves?
You know we have coming on next week? You know that girl who just popped off on YouTube and lives in the bus?
Yeah.
She's coming on, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, she's dope.
I told her she got a pet snake called Alfredo. He's white.
Yeah, I made that.
He's a white snake.
I made that happen.
I said, no, you didn't.
I told you that you wanted to come on the show because Studio 71 told me. And then you reached
out.
No,
you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I pulled the text up.
I think I could vouch for that.
Really?
He was.
Who cares, bro? I don't even know why I said it. Doesn't
listen,
matter.
Listen, the point is, she got a pet snake named Alfredo. I was like, bring the snake on. She said she can't because the snake is shedding. He's got an agenda.
The frick?
He got a shed. Hey, I don't do phone calls. You guys in that? You guys
hate
on that
phone
wave?
Calls.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, I don't like phone calls if someone's really just being too persistent.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm.
Like my, like, I'm going to just say it. My dad calls me 5 times a day. Dad, Ma, I love you. Dad, you gave birth to me. I used to be a sperm of yours. But I don't do phone calls. I'd much rather just text and get out of the way really just quick on my schedule, my agenda. I got texts right here just lined up for days. Yeah. Mike has 278 unread messages.
Want to know one of the most tricky things too? I don't know if you guys have this situation, but we got WhatsApp, we got Telegram, and we got text. And there's some people who are like, hop on Telegram. I'm like, how many of these apps are we going to be on? Thing? Yes.
It's because it's like that international talk.
Right. People don't want stuff getting stolen, I think.
Oh, true. But it's, yeah, man.
What is the right time to call someone?
So, okay. Like, so for example, this is important. Yeah. There's value in this conversation.
Because like, think about it. Like Charlie Jordan. I'll use this example. Charlie Jordan has texted me the past 5 days, every single day, to say the following. I need 4 more pieces for my couch, for my Love, Sex, Actionals, to make it a 4 and 5 to an 8 and 10. And every day I read the text and I say to myself, this is not even top 20 on priorities right now. And I put my phone back down. Oh, shout out Charlie Jordan. I love you.
You're really fast.
And by the way, partially because she already has a couch. I already got her one. Like, so I'm not super amped.
Oh, she's double dipping a little bit.
Just wants more. And so at what point does Charlie say, you know what, this motherfucker, like, not even the main host of the best spot. Like, no, I'm calling him and get on the phone with me. Like last night, Candace had the similar issue at Hyde. She didn't even call me. She came and attacked me at the club. She saw me at the club. She punched me in the face.
Wow.
Shout out about a love section. Couch is 6 weeks late because it was back ordered because she got the charcoal velvet.
That's a big mistake.
Not sure I'm familiar with
Shouldn't have gone with the Candace. Velvet.
Oh, Candace is great, dude.
Almost at a million. Shout out. All right. But
it's interesting the persistence in some people. That's what I do admire, is the person who's like still texting you after you haven't replied for like 6 months. Has that ever happened?
Well, for sure. Emphasis.
For sure. There's like one or two people that just like, they'll do anything.
Yeah. But sometimes that's been me. I won't go 6 months, but
yeah,
I've quadruple texted before.
Yeah.
On like a girl or like whatever it is. Maybe it was like, even trying to lock down a guest for impulsive. And I do it in a funny way. Like classic Logan, like I deflect with comedy because it lightens the mood a little bit versus me just like being the guy that's just poking you. I'll tickle you.
It definitely dampens the mood when someone gets pissed. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
Like when people get really actually pissed.
Hey, I've tried texting you multiple times. I need you to understand.
Now it's just disrespectful.
But at the same time, like maybe that's them gathering a million people for the march. Like, you know what I'm saying? And actually taking action, because otherwise I'm just going to keep putting my phone down.
Here's a life hack. You send the first text. It gets left unread, on scene, whatever it is. They don't respond. They ignore you. Text 2, say mom, ?
I do that sometimes.
Say mom.
Lunch.
You could say lunch. Text 3, dad.
If that
hasn't worked,
you're fucked.
No. You got one more shot. Text 4 should be like a little bit like, hey, I don't mean to bother you. I do know you're not either of my parents. It's just like a joke. Then back to your original intent. And then after that, give it up.
Give it up.
I've done that before and it's worked. I think it was with a girl, like this was like 2-3 years ago. And it worked, bro. I closed. Like, don't give up on your dreams, kids.
The nice thing about living back in like the 50s, like when Mike was just in his prime, people could kind of like approach you on the street. That was the only way they could really get to you, right? But now it's like you have 75 messages a day. You got WhatsApp. You got 14 notifications coming in per second in your Instagrams. Bro. It's overwhelming. I think... I've had this happen in the last week, so I'm glad we're talking about it. People have gotten a little pissed at me for not responding on time. And I'm like, yo, if you just knew what was going on in my life right now, I can't say this because I sound like a dick.
Like, read the unread emails.
Mike has 140,902 unread emails.
140,000. Wow. Yeah. I have 281 unread texts. That does not include my other Gmail or my business on the town side. There are literally days where, by the way, Scooter Braun's like money guy texts me and it just gets lost in the abyss. It's never like I intentionally am ignoring you. It's just I think you're probably feeling the same thing. I cannot keep up.
Can I ever, bro? I want to put a request out to Apple right now. Is there a way
priority?
Is there a way to mark a text that like I, maybe you read it and you're like, I need to respond to this later, but it takes a little more brain power than me just shooting up something off the cuff right now. Like
oh, to be so
like,
great.
Like flag dope, it yeah. or like well, you can only respond
when
later.
When I swipe right, it just says hide alerts or delete.
Yeah, right? It's tough. Like I'm surprised I haven't come up with that yet.
Yeah, that's weird. That would save a lot. That would save a lot.
Remember
yeah.
that girl, Danny?
Our assistant.
That, yeah,
she was great. She's gone now.
She
huh?
left, dude.
She went to get you more water. Oh, really?
Oh, she went to get Mike more water. No problem.
This has been great.
This was good.
Are we still going?
Yeah, it seemed. Yeah.
I mean, has it been an hour?
It's been 2 hours, I think.
5 minutes. Hour and five? I just want to talk about this one thing real quick, and then we can go to the audio only, which is going to be great.
True.
Dwayne Johnson tops Forbes' highest paid actors list again. Do y'all have any idea how much money he made?
I'm going to say somewhere in the 80 million.
Mike?
80 million. It's somewhere in the 80 million.
Okay. Good guess. You're both right. 89 million. $89.4 million.
Good God. That's like 73.6 billion euros.
That's
you are on today.
Astute observation.
You are on today.
Okay. Chris Hemsworth is number two, 76.4 million. Robert Downey Jr., 66 million.
I'm sorry, I gotta stop you here. Is that Jackie Chan at yeah. number? Dude hasn't made a movie since 67.
Not in America. No. Not in America.
Oh, it's global. It's the global list.
He's balling out, dude.
Yo, he Jackie's has made some. A beast. I will say this, though. I'm actually surprised at how low this is.
89.4.
And I'll tell you why. $89.4 million is a lot of money. But Dwayne Johnson is one of the biggest stars on the planet. And mind you, I would bet he makes more money. He probably makes another 50 million from sponsorships, yeah. endorsements,
more.
Partnerships. Yeah. I don't know because a lot of his partnerships, bro, like Under Armour, he just partnered with Voss.
He gets $700,000 per episode on Ballers. That's insane.
No, but that's part of this.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
he's an actor.
Yeah,
actor. For sure.
I thought absolutely. I was just including his movies.
No, okay. For sure. So I'm saying he probably makes a decent amount of money of his partnerships. But all right, I say this without sounding like crazy cocky. Coming from someone who's like tasted like millions, tens of millions of dollars worth of income.
Yep.
And by the way, me being like 22, 23, 24, like still a child.
Crazy.
And I see this and I'm like, I just feel like he should be making so much more money. Because, all right, think about it. When you're an actor, you're an employee. How can he create something that is a standalone business that will make him a billionaire? How will Dwayne Johnson become a billionaire? He's on his way. I think he's on his way.
He's working on like tequila.
Yeah, exactly. Like but like, I'm wondering how many like Under Armour partnerships and Voss partnerships. How much stake do you think he has in Voss?
That's where
I think he's going to make his yeah, I think $7 production. I think his production studio is going to be the big breadwinner.
He's getting into international business too, like working in China.
Yeah.
The other question too, a lot of times is don't always assume that the person wants that. Do you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people on that list right there who are completely happy with their income and they don't want to dabble in building new businesses.
One thing I'd be interested to see.
I'll use DJ as an example. Like it's very clear this man just wants to like take over
for
everything.
The world. But I'm just saying, like, for example, someone who's not that far below him, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, true.
RDJ, dude, he's chilling. He's Iron Man. You think he gives a fuck about a new sock company that could put him in the billionaires, right? Maybe he doesn't care. All I'm saying is this, that. And then the other thing is it saddens me that this list isn't flipped.
This is crazy.
Let me tell you why.
Well, let's.
You have had to. Fuck, I hate saying this, but you have had to belt loop my arms and my legs and drag me to the motherfucking cinema to watch a Dwayne Rock Johnson movie. They are terrible. I am so sorry. Please don't beat me up. And I'm sorry to Universal. The last Fast and Furious was watchable, but they are horrible. The movie Rampage made me want to eat my own shit. Like, I don't know how else to say it.
What about the movie made you want to go eat shit? Curious.
Logan knows the one line. He'll say it right now.
They hopped in a helicopter. from like a 120 story building, and the helicopter didn't work and the building was collapsing, and they fell 120 stories. And when they landed, they got out of the helicopter and they go, "Wow, I can't believe we survived that." By the way, one of 100 cheesy lines, and we all took notes, and one of my notes was like, how many cities can Dwayne Johnson save before he's like, this is the same movie? There was why are the monsters covered in this? Like, I don't know. This is a horrible example. But the point is this. The story arc and the narrative needs a bit of work.
Let me think about this. Will Smith, The Pursuit of Happiness, 7 pounds, 6-7 pounds.
Yeah.
Well, this is 2019.
Hold on. I'm talking about career here. I am legend. These movies are the dude. You watch him and you're like, this man is a walking, acting legend, bro. Paul Rudd, comedic genius. Adam Sandler, me. Bradley Cooper, Silver Linings Playbook. What I'm getting at here, the final point is this. This list and why Dwayne Johnson is above Will Smith is the same reason that Drake is better than the Beatles. Full circle, right back, bringing it home to the taste of today's social climate, okay? People want to watch Dwayne Rock Johnson control a Black Hawk helicopter with his arms, okay? And then get off the tractor trailer and say, I can't believe that worked. Neither can we. When Will Smith is changing the goddamn game with these fucking movies, and people are just like, yeah, man, but The Rock Johnson did beat a man to death with a large stone in that last movie, and that was pretty cool. Let's give him all the fucking money.
Yeah, it does show what kind of content people want to consume. What do we got here?
I have the notes that I wrote down for Rampage. I'll just read three of them. Did Dave and Buster's pay ad money to have their arcade destroyed? Yes. I know there was a prominent 100%. Dave and Buster's, and it just got fucking obliterated. And they did pay?
Of course.
Incredible.
Yeah, they had to.
How many cities does Dwayne Johnson have to save before he realizes he's doing the same movie over and over again? After falling 85 stories and crash landing in a helicopter, DJ was quick to proclaim, I need a drink. How will he be able to process alcohol if he still has a bullet lodged in his liver? There's more here, but
it's just, I don't know, man. It's just,
Skyscraper? Hey, but go watch it. Skyscraper, I heard it was worse. But that dude could probably do a lot of push-ups. All right, guys, thanks for watching Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. We're going to audio right now on Spotify and iTunes. Thank you for listening, watching, viewing, subscribing. If you're not subscribed, hit that button. Audio only, Spotify, iTunes. We freaking love you, Impulsive. Out. Here we are.
Damn, there's just a list of people I don't want to see in public right now. I just am on a rampage, dude. Who? Conor McGregor, The Rock.
Oh,
fucking who else? Even today?
Oh, because we talk a lot of Dan
Bilzerian.
Wait, what?
So let's just dive into this really quickly because people are asking on the night shift a lot. Supposedly, from what I've heard, Dan's mad because of how Katie and Amanda were portrayed on the night shift.
Oh.
I didn't do anything wrong. And by the way, I've never hooked up with any of the Ignite girls, at least not the top tier. And so, like, I'm curious as to why Dan has this, because the last thing I need is to not be able to get into that fucking Halloween party. Mm-hmm. That would ruin my night. And I'd have to go home and watch porn.
I think you'd be okay just because I'm tight with Dan and I like Dan and Dan likes me. And I think he'd probably make a pass for my potato-headed friend. I think he'd be all right.
Katie said the same thing. Katie Bell said the same thing last night. And it's just like, it's like, seems like there's going to be an army of people at his door. Like, we want Mike. I feel like he's just going to grab me with one of his arms and just crush me, bro.
It's a dangerous situation too, because I mean, the photos I see from there, it's like a lot of weapons too.
Endless. Futuristic rail gun. Lasers.
Every guard has one of those.
Yes, dude.
Yeah, you got to lock it down,
bro. It might be better to just stay home and watch porn because then you'll still maintain your penis.
Yeah.
It won't get shot off.
Or maybe they'll like live stream the party. Like,
yo, speaking of peni.
Yeah? What do we got?
You got one?
Dude, it's nice when you're not having sex, dude, to be honest with you, and not drinking because you know you ain't going to do anything dumb and just catch a STD right quick. Like, damn. I got no worries.
Is your dick just chilling?
Chilling like a villain.
We started down this path the other day. It didn't go.
No, I don't even want
to. No. I was just going to make the one. It's short. I in my sobriety. We didn't touch on this in the episode, but we've been super sober. And I was also going to bring up the fact that also Hannah Stocking is as well right now. There's a bunch of people on this little grind with us. Shout out Hannah Stocking. But in my sobriety, I started using rubbers, bro.
That's right.
Because one, I'm not trashed and just throwing it in like a psycho. But two, I need a little bit of layer there because I feel everything right now.
Wow.
I feel everything. And so the last thing I want is, you know, to finally get the girl in my dreams that just, you know, peed another girl's mouth. And she finally comes over to have sex with me. And I am obliterated in 2 seconds, bro. A two pump chump style, dude. Yeah.
There's some girls, though, that like that's just inevitable, dude. Especially like I have this one girl. She knows who she is. I mean, premature ejaculation is the staple of our relationship. Yeah. You know who it is. Yeah. Only because there's so much sexual tension over years and years of chemistry and knowing each other. And finally, we've been able to like act on. And by the way, this was like a year ago. Yeah. But I never got over the hump.
She's so hot. Dude.
And I never got past that mindset where I was able to divide and conquer. I always was just divided.
How far can we go with this?
Zero. No more.
Can I use a pun?
No.
Because you said that before in the episode.
Your puns will reveal the answer.
And not only does your pun suck, but it will
reveal the geolocation.
I got this one. No. Sometimes if you spend a little bit more time seasoning the steak before you throw it on the grill, you can get the steak to a place where it's happy about where it is without as much grilling.
Where the hell are you going?
I understand.
You got it.
I understand it.
So foreplay. Yeah, that's all I was getting.
I get it. But what if?
Yeah.
What if the steak is from some bunk ass cow in Missouri, and it's just a steak you don't even want to.
And I know that this is true because I've heard it from multiple sources. And
you have?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, dude.
We're talking about the same girl.
Of course, bro. And you don't need to
whisper. Mouth it to me. Yeah.
And we don't need to whisper. Like, yeah. Like, I knew it, dude. And it's just like, bro, damn. A gas mask?
You've heard it from multiple.
Yes.
Not a gas mask.
No, like, what do you do so that you can get your get name?
You admire her face.
I don't think that'll help.
But she's pretty.
She is really pretty. She is really pretty. But yo,
there's nothing I can do over
if
here.
All I'm saying, if you're listening out there and you are from a bunk farm
in Missouri,
maybe
hire a groundskeeper.
A groundskeeper. Take a look at maybe what kind of chemicals are going in the grass you're grazing.
I love how every time you do this, there is that one person in a bunk farm.
That does say you're seeing those comments. Yo,
there's always someone,
time.
Bro.
It happens every time. They're like, always
some random. If you're out there in Yugoslavia, like there will be that person. Someone, I'm from Yugoslavia, and I found this offensive.
Someone has been making videos when I do it. There was a kid, and it was the time I said, you know, like if you're just some guy out there sitting in some small town in Idaho eating Cheez-Its right now, and he made a video of it, of him eating Cheez-Its, and one, he just stops and one falls out of his mouth, and he just looks at the TV for like 30 seconds. He's like, mess, but like, yo, I get shit from Idaho all the time because I always use Idaho. And Idaho is stunning. It is so beautiful.
You've been to Des Moines? Me and Mac went there.
That's Iowa.
That's what I said.
No, that's what I said. It was Iowa. It was my fault. Fuck, dude. Iowa. I got your back, bro.
I was boring as hell.
You're fucked.
Not Des Moines.
Yeah, you're fucked. You're fucked.
Iowa's going to hate me. If I ever campaign for president, shit.
And you love corn, too, don't you?
No, I'm not a fan.
Oh.
Anymore. I used to.
What about Mace?
What about Mace?
Mace.
The rapper.
No. I don't use Mace on people.
Another story. I don't know. Maybe this doesn't matter. It was the same topic. The other night when I told you that girl, right? You were going to bed at like 10:30, and I had a girl over, and we all had a conversation. You and her and Evan, everybody was hanging out, and I came up to you and I said, "This sucks, bro. This girl's not gonna hook up with me."
And I said,
"And you said,
I said, Mike, I think you're wrong."
Oh,
I said, Mike, I've read her energy, and you're a stud, by the way. I think you got this. So stick in there and get in the game. And I slapped him on his ass and sent him off.
And he was so right.
Did it work?
Yes,
did it fire
he
you
was
up?
So right. And wow. But it was just, I'm just trying to think like how this becomes applicable for the listeners and not just a random story. It's like,
don't give up.
Yeah. Don't give up, bro.
But like from gold, man.
But also like, don't not stop. If you're instructed to do so, I'm like, fuck, dude. But like, you are so right. Like, it's so, I think the biggest story there is like, it's so weird how it's difficult to judge a freak, almost like our friend. True Jordy. Almost like our friend True Jordy. Seems like a real down to earth guy, a real straight shooter, And he turned out to just be a freak elite dude. This girl.
He's just spraying from the hip.
And the butt. All
right, we gotta go.
Can we reiterate, if you are listening to this and you have found more interest, comedy, even value in the Guys Only episode, tell us somewhere. Tell us on Twitter. Tell us on Instagram. Even the comments of the YouTube video itself, even if you're still listening now. Because I don't know why, dude. Like, the energy when it's us, dude, is I can't even describe
it. And if you're from Iowa, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
He's sorry. Thanks for listening, guys. Rate us 5 stars. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.